We'd like to welcome to the program the Charleston County DSS Foster Care Program Coordinator, who is helping us make Christmas happen for kids that wouldn't normally have one. We are so pleased to be speaking with Beth Linares. Hey, Beth, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and we are so happy to be teaming up with DSS to help make some Christmas cheer possible. And, the first thing I want to ask you, Beth, is, you know, we've mentioned the fact that that some of the kids that are going to be receiving these gift cards that our listeners have been so graciously sending us are kids that don't qualify for charitable programs, say like Toys for Tots and the Angel Tree. Can you describe the kids that are going to be receiving these gift cards and how it is that they maybe fall through the cracks and don't necessarily qualify for some of those other programs?
Right. So what happens is we have generous partners in the community. This year, Seacoast Church of Mount Pleasant sponsored about 2/3 of our kids.
Great.
And there's deadlines for that kind of sponsorship. So our caseworkers have to turn in their list of their children by September in this case. And unfortunately, we have a lot of children that still come into foster care after that September time. And those are the kids that didn't make anybody's list to be sponsored for.
Oh, so that way we can help make a little Christmas cheer come true for those kids. Can you describe just in a general sense, who are these kids? I mean, where do they come from, their backgrounds and the situations that they have faced?
Yeah, so this is Charleston County, and we have about 300 kids that are in foster care in Charleston County alone. And, you know, kids come into our care through no fault of their own. It's because of sexual or physical abuse or physical neglect. And a lot of the things that bring kids into care that we see a lot is drug abuse and domestic violence in their household.
Now, let me ask you about the foster parents. I mean, I'm imagining that there's always a need for good foster parents in Charleston County and really just in the situation anywhere in the country good foster parents are hard to find and that kids, probably go from one foster family to another and are so happy when they find that foster family that makes them feel that sense of home that they're missing so much.
Absolutely. And we are always wanting new foster families. People can contact a Heartfelt line. You can find that online, and there's a process to become licensed as a foster parent. But just Charleston as an example, we've got 300 children in foster care and only about 70 foster homes.
Wow.
So many of our children are not placed within our county. They're placed outside of our county.
So in situations like that, can you speak to the way that it impacts the kids, you know, who they just want a sense of normalcy? And it really is a great reminder to people out there about how, you know, to feel so lucky for what we do have. That, you know, something as simple as having a mom and dad, as having a home, as having a bed and a place where you can put your stuff and that sense of normalcy. Can you explain just how the kids deal with something like that?
Right. We want children to be in a family home setting. So foster homes are the ones that we really need the most. And this time of year is exciting for us because the caseworkers get to see children's expressions when they receive a gift or a wrapped present. And we get to hear feedback from the foster parents to tell us what a great day they had on Christmas Day. And you use the word normalcy. That's exactly what it is, that, you know, all children are excited and can't wait for Christmas Day, but kids in foster care aren't sure about what that's going to look like. But they still want that like any other normal kid. And so this does bring a sense of normalcy when they can be just like any other kid opening a gift on Christmas.
I was going to say, describe what happens with the gift cards. And you know, we're asking people to send local or Visa gift cards to our studios here, 59 Windermere Boulevard in Charleston, 29407. And then we give those gift cards to you, and then you give them to their caseworkers, and then explain what happens after that.
That's right. And so caseworkers know their children very well. They can use the gift cards to go buy certain things for the children that they know they want. Some of the older kids want the gift cards for themselves so that they can get online and buy their own things or add them to other gift cards they may have received to purchase something, a bigger item for themselves.
You mentioned that the caseworkers get to see the kids' expressions. I can only imagine that you know, spreading that Christmas cheer to these foster kids really must bring a special feeling to the caseworkers who deal with these kids and the foster parents on a regular basis.
Absolutely, because foster parents can't buy everything for the kids. They need help along those things, whether it's birthdays or Christmas. They also need that assistance for the children that are in care.
Is it possible to sort of describe, sort of, I guess the best way to put it is, the prognosis for these kids moving through the foster care program with DSS and what the future holds for them? Or is it just really a case-by-case kind of basis that some kids prosper while others don't, and some kids have good situations while others don't? What's the future like for these foster kids?
Yeah, so it does depend on the individual situation. Most of our children, we are able to reunify with their birth parents or with a family member that custody goes to. But there are a lot of children who don't have a family resource, and they end up staying in foster care. And we're always seeking permanency for those children. And so some of them will be adopted. Some kids choose to not be adopted, and they choose to just stay in foster care. And we also serve kids that are 18 to 21 who have the choice to stay in foster care because they don't have a supportive extended family outside of care. And those kids either work or they go to college. So we've got a few kids in college now, and they're still under our purview, and we're taking care of them.
I've always said that the most important job that we have is being a parent, being a good parent. I feel very lucky to be the parent of a teenage boy who's fantastic. And I'm kind of wondering, how has the pandemic hit DSS?
Well, that's been very challenging for us. A lot of times we are doing virtual visits or virtual meetings. We are not in the office all the time. We're working at home and going in and out of the office.
I imagine also just there's constantly, you know, stories that come out about the challenges of DSS, the challenges, whether it be financial ones, to just funding from the government for the program, or the challenges of finding foster parents. And you mentioned the numbers with 300 kids in foster care, but only 70 something families that are available. I mean, what describe to people who are listening right now the challenges that DSS faces, and the couple of challenges that are the most prevalent ones.
Oh, I'm not sure where to begin.
Understood.
We are ever evolving, and I think we get better every day at what we do. And a big part of that is having community involvement and partnerships with them, whether it's, you know, whether it's Christmas gifts or if it's the next new provider that has a great service to provide for our kids with therapy or with working with families so that we can get children home faster.
As the coordinator for Charleston County's DSS foster care program, just on a personal level, what does it mean to you to be able to try to give some sense of normalcy to kids and who are facing some challenging situations through no fault of their own, as you mentioned?
Right. Well, it's a difficult challenge, but even yesterday we're going through donations and matching toys and clothing and other gifts to children. And there were young children in our office yesterday for a visit, and I got to see them walk through all of those piles of gifts with their eyes wide open. And so that's very rewarding, and that's one of my favorite times of year.
And I know it's also just got to be challenging just from the fact that you can't give the hugs that you probably want to.
Right. Well, I think we managed to work those in anyway. They get really close to our caseworkers. And our caseworkers really care about them.
Well, it's, God bless everybody over there at DSS for what you do year round. And I know that oftentimes the challenges that you face year round are even more acute during the holidays, as some of the holiday stress, the holiday blues, the holiday blahs, whatever, you know, and you know, especially among kids who just want to, you just want to give them that kind of Christmas magic that so many kids get in their life and that sense of normalcy. And that's why we're so glad to be teaming up with you. So, all right, let's do a couple of reminders. First of all, for anyone listening right now that is interested in becoming a foster parent of some kind or helping out the DSS foster care program here in Charleston County, how can they get in touch with you to find out more?
They can reach me on my work cell phone, which is 843-729-2655.
729-2655. And yes. And this is Beth Linares, who is the Charleston County DSS Foster Care Program Coordinator. And the most important thing we want to have people do is send us as many gift cards as they can, local or Visa gift cards. Are there any suggestions that you might have for people sending in gift cards? I mean, anything you can make work to spread some Christmas cheer, though, right?
Right. Absolutely. You know, kids are pretty savvy about saving money. So TJ Maxx and Marshall gift cards are great. Visa cards are great. Walmart and Target are some of our most popular ones.
We want to remind everybody, if they want more information on this, they can go to 1055thebridge.com. And again, we encourage you to please mail those gift cards to our studio as soon as possible. The more gift cards we receive, the more Christmas cheer we can spread to foster kids. Our address, again, is 59 Windermere Boulevard in Charleston, 29407. And Beth, anything else that we need to make sure that we let people know about what you do and what everyone at DSS does on a daily basis, and especially the needs for those kids, not only during the holiday season, but year-round?
Well, year-round, we have other drives for back to school and for birthdays, summer camps. Those are always ongoing drives that we have and partnerships with others. But I just want to thank the Bridge and thank the Lowcountry for everything they're doing and looking out for our kids.
Can I ask you on a personal question, Beth, what was it that got you into this, and what does it mean to you, what you do? Because this is more than a job.
Yes, and I think it ends up being a calling, and it just was the right fit for me. I love working with families. I think that I can help them and make a difference, and that's why I've stuck with it for so long.
Well, we are so happy to be teaming up with you to spread some Christmas cheer during the holiday season, and please give our best to everyone with the Charleston County DSS and to all those awesome kids. And we hope that you're flooded with gift cards and that you are also flooded with people interested in being foster parents, because we need them just as we need people like you, Beth, and all of the people that work at DSS. So thank you so much for what you do, and a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. And thank you for teaming up with us to spread some Christmas cheer this holiday season. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.